And as we just heard, Arizona has moved to the center of the immigration debate. In the few days since Governor Jan Brewer signed the country's toughest immigration law, Arizona has been praised and pilloried. It's seen dozens of protests against the measure and even racially insensitive vandalism at the state capitol building. Coming up, we'll hear what the police chief in Tucson makes of the new law, which he'll have to enforce. But first, NPR's Ted Robbins is in Tucson with public reaction.
I stationed myself in the parking lot of a Home Depot in Tucson and asked people what they thought of the new state immigration law. No explanation necessary. Everyone had something to say.
Well, I think it's terrible. I really do. People have just gotten so afraid of everything.
I don't know. I'm worried. This doesn't make us look very good. You know, this looks bad.
It's good.
And you'd be happy if the state had no illegal immigrants in it?
I'm sure every state would. Everybody would.
Bernadette Genoa, Todd Bukowski, and Steve Holbrook. Holbrook is a native Arizonan. He represents the majority of likely voters who said in a poll that they support the law. That poll was taken before Governor Jan Brewer signed it. Holbrook hopes the immigration measure overcomes court challenges to take effect because he says it'll help rid the state of criminals.
The country was built on laws. They're here illegally. They're breaking the law.
So what good do you hope will come out of the law, this new one?
The ones that are here illegally will either be prosecuted, sent back home, or make them legal. How many of them come over here that have criminal backgrounds, criminal records, come over here, do their crimes, and go back home?
No one knows how many illegal immigrants commit other crimes. Everyone agrees, though, that it's a minority. Those opposed to the law, like Elizabeth Good, say it paints everyone with the same brush, and who can tell who's who?
The police has no training in this area. I think it's just asking for racial profiling.
Good came from the Netherlands. She's been a U.S. citizen for 2 years. She thinks illegal immigrants should be allowed to work legally and pay for the services they use.
I'm for them coming in under a semi-legal status, like a work permit, pay into the taxes, and help the system. Right now, they're illegal, they don't pay taxes, and we support them in the hospitals.
Then there are folks like Teresa Martinez, who spoke with me from her car. Regardless of whether the law is good or bad, she worries about the damage it's doing to the state's reputation.
I think the rest of the country is looking at us like, what are they thinking in Arizona?
Martinez would prefer the state concentrated on improving education and fixing its budget problems. When it comes to immigration, though, everyone for, against, or unsure of the new law agrees on one thing. The federal government should be doing more to secure the border and control who is in the country. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.